Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, super excited to be here on this Wednesday. This episode about to be super duper fire. And listen, man, understand that if it is your first time watching, you're probably wondering why I'm watching this ninja with the headphones that actually match the shirt today with the cheetah print pillow and a black pillow in the back. Listen, you need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And it's not a debate at this point. There's no debate. There's no debate. Listen, if you are a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the best playback gang on the internet. I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And listen, man, we blessed to have another episode. We blessed to make it mid-week through another week. And we're going to keep this thing pushing, man. We're going to keep listening to the truth. We're going to keep staying fit. We're going to keep eating right. We're going to keep watching the best fitness content out. And listen, with all that being said, before I get in these comments and before I talk to the fam, we got to address one thing. Ladies, I be quick to cook y'all, and I be quick to defend men and vice versa. But I got to side with the ladies on this one. It's a lot of bitch-ass ninjas out here.
Shut your bitch-ass up, nigga.
I posted a video. A lot of y'all saw it because y'all got me on Instagram and TikTok. I posted a video of my 100-pound dumbbell chest press. The amount of bitch-assness in the comments.
Shut up, bitch.
The amount of bitch-assness in the comments because I'm pressing a 100-pound dumbbell. Oh, well, you're not doing it right.
Shut your bitch-ass up, nigga.
Okay. If I'm not doing it right, you show me your 100-pound dumbbell press and show me how to do it. But instead, these bitch ass ninjas want to hide behind a fake account.
Shut up, bitch.
A private account.
Shut up, bitch.
No profile picture. And if they do have a profile picture, they look like a little bitch ass soy boy.
How dare you?
And this is white men and black men. What the hell is wrong with y'all, man? Instead of congratulating, instead of being like, all right, bro, you know what? I feel like maybe your form could have been better, but still good work. Y'all get to bitching. And there's no proof of y'all doing it. Ladies, I don't know how y'all deal with these bitch ass men, these low testosterone having ass men. And y'all want to complain about women. No, shut your bitch ass up.
Nope.
You get in the weight room.
Nope.
And stop hating on men who put the work in to be able to do things that you can't do. I mean, this right here is crazy, man. Then people just spamming my DM. Your form sucks. Chicken legs. All right, buddy. All right. It's one dude, shout out What You Know Joe. It's one dude, he just DMing me nonstop. Like, my phone keep vibrating like, bro, get off my nuts.
Nope.
Pause, no diddy.
No diddy, you know?
I mean, damn, you ain't got something to do. You ain't got no money to get. You ain't got no chicks. You ain't got no cheeks. You ain't got no workouts. Do you have a job? What is going on, man? But, my goodness. I mean, you're getting demonized now for being strong. You're getting demonized now. You know how long it took me to be able to chest press 100-pound dumbbells, one in each hand? It's crazy out here, man. But anyway, we'll probably talk about that some more at the end of the show if y'all remind me. All right, but anyway, man, with all that being said, let's get in these comments. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's talk to the fam and get this show started. The neckbeard dude at the right has the expression of a damn I effed up. I'm gonna be honest, bro. I don't even remember what I put the thumbnail as. I did that joint earlier. I had a busy day. The woman on the left is like, what the F you looking at? Haven't you seen a Big Mac eating a burger? Live on a Wednesday. What up, Andy and Dolly? And this bit, AC Marty forgot to crack on you for the third season of Martin ass AI intro you made last Saturday. I thought you hired a ninja who looks like you at first. Hey, go ahead, bruh. What up, Mo? What up, Runa? Frost Knight. I saw a man with a pot belly where his shorts and shirt didn't fit. Ridiculous. What up, Coach Pope Fitness? What's your max squat? Honestly, bro, the most I've done on squat is like 375. I don't think I've ever gone past that. Mark Carter, what up? Big spot in the building. If you line up at KFC on the 18th for the potato wedges, don't watch the podcast. And if you see me in line, mind your business. But I might be right in line with you, bro. It's like, no, let me stop before they cancel me. With the dumbbells, I like to go past 90 degrees, but I developed this strength over time to press without no issue. And the most I've done was 110 pounds for 100 reps. But if 90 degrees works for you, I mean, listen, bro. And I don't like that's great. I don't like to get on here bitching, but I mean, I've had all types of injuries. I had a bad shoulder injury too. So just the fact that I'm doing the hundreds is amazing. So I mean, a lot of people don't care about the injuries, bro. I don't want to get injured. I've had a lot of injuries with basketball. I've had concussions. I had a concussion and a shoulder injury at the same time before. Like, I'm cool with that, bro. These old rotator cuffs are now touching 100-pound dumbbells. Yes, sir. Shout out to I'm not reading that, bro.
No diddy, you know?
I'm not reading that. When I post workouts they can't do, they say I'm attention seeking, thinking I care about their validation when I don't even care about their existence as well. Nah, I mean, real talk, bro. It just makes great content to talk about on the podcast. Marsha, what up? That's how I go, bro. Those same dudes wouldn't go to one big back chicks pages and call her out for overeating, wearing ill-fitting clothes at all. Hey, Marty look like Kale from Keenan and Kale. These ninjas know more about which wings is best at Wingstop more than they ever knew about regarding the gym. You good. Appreciate that, bro. That's great, man. Makes sense where you're not going low. Exactly. Unc, you never gotten a back injury? Yeah, I got back injuries too. Hey, yo, that's crazy, bro. You're wilding. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
All my injuries only happen outside the gym. Anyway, man. Hey, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Y'all, wow. All right, we got this lady here. Hold on, we got one more comment. The way you're moving the hundreds, they could tell you could go lower if you wanted. They were just hating. Absolutely. We got this lady here. She says, don't worry about her belly.
Belly deli?
She said, don't worry about her belly.
Belly deli?
And y'all, if you had to guess what race she is, what race do you think she is?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Appreciate that, Marsha. If you want to know, let's just check out the video. I'm not going to give you guys a hint at all.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all as women have the game all the way messed up. Y'all be worried about my stomach, but all my check marks are checked. All my boxes are checked, okay?
What boxes are checked? What are you referring to, ma'am?
My bills paid. My pH balance is never off.
Okay, so you're an adult that washes herself and takes care of her cuckoo. All right.
My kids are taken care of. Nothing's past due. But y'all worry about little poo-poo. It's all...
Well, if you keep putting it on the internet, I think people will eventually comment on it. And it's all you talk about and take pride in being a big woman. Yeah, I think people are going to comment.
So your box is checked. All the bills paid. Nothing past due. Kids taken care of. Money in the bank and in the pocketbook. Are all those things taken care of? If they are not, stop worrying about this and focus on the boxes that you need checked off.
Oh, brother, this all guy right. Stinks!
And this is the problem with people in America, man. When you address their health, excuse me, and you address things that they need to take care of, things that are probably urgent, things that will probably benefit their longevity, they try to tear you down in another way. People are so in denial that they think that neglecting their health is okay as long as their bills are paid.
Nope.
Like most adults.
Nope.
Like you should have your bills paid as an adult.
Nope.
And as a woman, sorry, ladies, love y'all. As a woman, like your pH balance shouldn't be right.
What?
What are you talking about? Is that an accomplishment?
What?
But instead, you use these things as a crutch and an excuse to continue to get fatter, continue to get a bigger belly.
Belly deli?
Continue to get a bigger fupa.
Did that become my fupa big?
Which absolutely makes no sense. And as we know from this show, that belly represents a poor lifestyle. That belly represents poor decisions. That belly represents lack of discipline. That belly represents laziness. That belly represents delusion and a host of other things. But this is why America's obesity rate is so high, and particularly why the obesity rate is so high within our black women.
You know, black people.
No.
And when you call it out, they say you picking on black women. They say you hate black women. And I'm willing to argue that, no, you actually hate yourself. If you set such a low bar for yourself, you have such low standards for yourself, and you don't see any type of improvement for yourself, you don't see yourself getting better, you don't see a healthier version of you, a better version of you, you absolutely hate yourself. And that's not even a debate. It's crazy out here, man. Let's look at this belly one more time. We're not going to look at the whole video, but I do want to look at the belly one more time.
See, y'all as women have the game all the way messed up.
And listen, this is not body shaming here, man. This is not body shaming. And if it is body shaming, we don't care.
We do not care.
You worried about your bills paid. You need to pay a personal training bill. You worry about your bills paid. You need to pay a gym membership bill. You worry about your bills paid. You need to pay a meal prep bill. Because this right here is crazy. And how old y'all think she is? I'm guessing mid-20s. What's this going to turn into in 10, 15, 20, 25 years? You're looking at potential heart disease. You're looking at potential type 2 diabetes if she already doesn't have it. And you're looking at a potential early death. Ladies, get y'all shit together. This is not okay. Fellas, you too, that's in this boat, get it together and ladies and men gassing her up and making her think this is okay. Y'all need to shut up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's hit the like button. Let's keep it going. Hey, bro. This shit is crazy out here, man. This is crazy out here, man. Where we at in these comments, man? He said, ew. A lot of guys so used to watching bodybuilders and not actual athletes who train to be functional and not just gains. We're going to talk about it today, later on. It's her dusty ass behind the buffet. I don't know where she was at. Hold on. Was she in front of a restaurant? Hold on. Let's see.
Y'all as women.
What'd that say? That say, the Wong barbecue. The Hong barbecue and hot pot. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
The Hong barbecue and hot pot. What the hell is that Big Mac shit?
Big Mac activity.
Oh, man. See, listen, bro. Crazy. Oh, girl. The pH is off. Unk price. Smell like spoiled kraut. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three. You're out.
She outside the barbecue shack. Oh, yeah.
There's barbecue in there.
The Hong and hot pot? The Hong barbecue and hot pot?
It's barbecue in there.
You need to worry about...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your stomach too. Retire that box from the streets and the internet. Yeah, bro.
That become my food
baby. She need to box her ass in the gym. That's the only box you need to worry about. Capitalism is so unchecked. People think neglecting themselves is okay as long as they pay bills on time. Bars. How is your stomach saggy? Having a belly is a box that wasn't checked, ma'am. Exactly. The Big Back Anthem girl is back. Yes, that's the Big Back Anthem girl. Yep, that's her. Belly don't fit in the box. Even if her pH ain't off, that doesn't mean that motherfucker don't smell like crab meat salad. Her gut covering it 24/7 ain't letting it breathe. You guys are crazy. Yeah, you're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
She got a whole kangaroo in that pouch. That look like Ben and Roll Batty walking out the dollar store with stolen honey buns and sticky traps in her pants. What were the fattest people you seen in real life? Funny stories. The fattest people, we're going to talk about the end of the show if you're still here, Max. Great question, Max. I actually have to think about that. I don't know off the top of my head. And notice she ain't say shit about having a man because don't know real ninja. With motion, want a baby mama with ass length braids and trenches tattoos. Red pill Seth.
Strike three, you're out.
It's like, nah, you right though. He ain't tell one lie. Our sisters date themselves for other reasons too, but this is a fitness podcast. KG, you're going to get me canceled as well, buddy.
Break free, you're out.
You guys are going to get me canceled. She needs to invest in a good personal trainer instead of dropping money on fake hair and makeup. You can't tell them that. Bragging about paying bills is like bragging about brushing your teeth twice a day and like saying that makes you a dentist. Idiocracy is real, yep. Big Faye looked like little Bill. What were the fattest people you've seen in real life? I don't know, man. I'm going to answer at the end. Look here, Big Shirley. Stop eating at Rob's place. Rob's place is a hangout spot on the TV show. What's happening? RIP Danielle Spencer. Oh, you went way back. Last time I had a 600-pound guy next to me on the plane. Damn, 600 on the plane is crazy. Anyway, man, with all that being said, let's keep this episode going. All right, we got more. We know we always start the show with black women.
I'm not going to say what people...
It's because we love y'all, and it makes great content. we never seen a group of big back women like this link up.
Big back activity.
I've only seen this in the black community.
You know, black people.
No, no.
We've never seen this. Let's check it out. So hold on. We're going to count. We're going to count. Hold on. Start over. Let's go. We got one big back, two. We got three, four. We got five. We got six. We got seven.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Eight. Nine.
There you go.
Ten. There you go. It's crazy. We got 11.
There you go.
We got 12. There you go. It's crazy.
Yeah.
13. What
there
the hell?
There you go.
14.
Yeah.
15.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
18.
All right, purple. Yeah.
19.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah. Perfect.
21.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. 22.
Fairy. Yeah.
23.
Fairy. Finish us off with love, kill.
24 out of
yeah.
25.
Yeah. Fairy.
24 out of 25.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Out of 25 women, 24 of them are morbidly obese.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
First of all, you got the woman holding the camera, hyping it up. Let's make it 25 out of 26 because she's probably a big back too. You got the woman holding the camera. Yes, there you go. You know she doing this shit behind the camera too. If you listen on the audio, I'm doing that little thing with the fingers that girls be doing. She's hyping them up as if there's baddies. That's the first strike. That's strike number one. Strike number two. We've never seen, now we know other races of women have big back women. We know other races of women have obese women. But we've never seen other races of women link up, celebrate the obesity, and then show it off on the internet. We've never seen that. And ironically, these are the same group of women that say they can't control their obesity because the diet don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
And because of racism.
In racism,
but y'all sit here and celebrate it. What does that lead to? More bad habits. What does that lead to? Skipping the gym. What does that lead to? Low quality ninjas gassing you up. So you just stay like that and you stay in this cycle. But this right here is crazy, bro. The jokes write themselves. None of them look stressed out because they're a black woman. None of them look like they're dealing with racism because they're a black woman. None of them, all the shit that we see, none of that has anything to do with why they're fat and why they celebrate it. If you're that stressed and it caused you to be obese, why are you celebrating? Why are you celebrating that? Make it make sense. Shit crazy out here, man. Stay in the gym. Especially ladies, don't listen to that bullshit. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. You know I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? What's up, Regina? 13 was crazy. Oh, my God. It's a whole pod of land whales. Oompa Loompas and Teletubbies walking down the steps. After said, I'm going to the gym. Chris, play the trumpet, bet. Hold on. I got you. That's exactly what I sound like when they walking down. That's all I heard. That's all I heard. And I heard a couple of these too. That green girl could barely walk. Impossible. How? It's crazy, man. Let me turn this drone on. Do not disturb. Phone blowing up over here. Where they heading to? An outdoor buffet? All you can eat seafood feast? Probably. Look at 13 again. I don't even remember who 13 was, bro. Brown Baldy's alma mater missing their whole cheerleading squad and their football team's D-line. Jessica, they don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. As women. Latin, Asian, and white communities would never. Weave, tats, and big back is a triple knockout.
Belly, belly.
Facts. Those are the offensive and defensive players for Alabama State University. Starting at guard.
He's back!
But if they go to the gym, they'll get kidnapped by a black man. Bruh. That was the craziest video, bro. Craziest. All them combined weigh at least 10 tons. 10 tons is crazy. Oh, shoot. What am I looking at? A pot of whales. Yes. And then hoes will swear every dub they take in life is due to racism. Man. Colorism, texturism, featureism, and all the isms. And Eurocentric features. Well, none of them say shit about being big as hell wearing Sheen bathing suits. Crazy. SAG, what up? They in shape. One going to look like the others in 2 years. The one in shape going to look like the others in 2 years. Yep, but they're healthy. Okay. Seth. Seth just summoned Brown Baldy, man. Hey, let's keep this episode going, man. Oh, we got a black girl here. She realized that she was fat and decided to make a change. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man. Let's check it out. And let's keep this thing going. Where's my video? Here you go.
Almost 300 pounds in like 2019. Now, I knew I was big, but my delusion level was also high, so I still felt like a bad bitch. So the first time I got humbled is when me and my sisters went to a carnival. All the rides there was true.
And that's the thing. You walking around like you a bad bee, and you going to get humbled. You're going to get humbled. Now, the thing is, when you get humbled, are you going to make a shift to change, or are you going to stay the same and stay in delusion?
Crash, except this one ride. And we waited online like 40 minutes to get on. So we get to the front of the line. We all could get on the ride at the same time. We all sit down. They pull their bars down. It click. I pull my bar down. It's not clicking. I tried lifting up my stomach and all that. It still wasn't going down. Then it got to the point where I was holding up the ride. So the teenager who directed the ride, now he got to walk from his little control box over to me to see what's going on. So he got me sucking in my stomach, moving to the side.
She trying to move that fupa.
Bitch, that because my fupa big.
I backing up a little bit. He's doing everything except telling me that I'm too big for the ride. Then from the calmness of the night, some random voice rang out, get her big ass out the ride.
Shout out to whoever said that, man. Shout out to whoever said that. And the guy that worked there is supposed to tell you you're too big for that ride. That's ridiculous.
Look up at the teenager. He looked down at me. He opened his mouth to start explaining himself. I put up my hand like, no, I don't even want to hear it. Fighting back tears and eye contact with all the other riders, I slowly walked off the ride and I slowly walked out of the whole carnival.
And it looked like she ain't fat no more. It looked like she ain't fat no more. Listen, man, when a wake-up call happens, you have to act on it. Get out your feelings. Stop bitching. Stop using words that are a coping mechanism for being big as hell.
Big back activity.
For having a 20-inch back.
Big back activity.
Thomas the Train back.
Big back activity.
Ford F-150 back.
Big back activity.
Stop using them excuses and do something about it. We need a wake-up call for everything. You need a wake-up call when your girl or your guy cheating on you. You need a wake-up call when your money getting low. You need a wake-up call for all types of stuff. Wake-up calls are great. It doesn't mean that people are mean. It doesn't mean you have bad luck. It's just part of life. You tough any other part of life, so be tough when this big back-ass wake-up call get here. Let's keep this episode going, and I'm killing y'all today. Real talk. It's crazy. Bring fat shaming back. I need to make a shirt. Bring fat shaming back. I read that already. My bad. Wrong comment. Where we at, man? My bad. I went too far up. Don't be in a KFC. Don't be in line at KFC after 13. Ain't going to be no wedges left. Shut up. They said it's genetics. They can't do anything about it. I can't. Well, no matter how much I work out, I'm going to stay fat. What's with these black women and wearing bonnets out and about? Hey, you know what's crazy though, Wicked? It's not just the women now. I see black men wearing bonnets. I see black men at the gym wearing bonnets. I mean, it's cooked out here. Listen, I know we talking fitness today, but and people get mad. Check out my TikTok if you want to hear more content like that. Brown Baldy, get your peoples, bro. They out here wilding, man. Yeah, go ahead, rewind that, brown body. See, Marty, Shorty Shirt says, I'm just a build. The jokes keep coming. Oh, man, I didn't even peep that. That's a whole another topic. Yeah, man, check me out on TikTok. You're going to hear some more content, man. That's crazy, bro. She did something about the weight. Great. Now let's do something about the bonding in public for a gold star. Whole another topic. She got a wake up call. She got the wake up call she needed. At least she made the positive change. Good for her. Absolutely. Putting other people's lives in jeopardy for this body positivity, I don't think so. You know what, Jessica? I hate to say this. Fat people are selfish. Fat people are selfish. They're super self-centered. They don't care about anybody else. And America has created an environment where they can become even more selfish. They're defended when they're selfish. The amount of people I see on TikTok defending that Samira girl against Cardi B is absolutely insane.
Nope.
Like, they actually think that she is, like, way more intelligent than all of us. Like, we're just dumb NPCs, and she's so much more intelligent than us. Bullying works. Absolutely. What up, Remy? Bullying works. Bring back fat shaming. Look at Ricky Smiley. Yeah, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. You're out of here, buddy. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy, Spider-Mo. Any ideas to give Big Backs a wake-up call? Yeah, tell them the truth. And how to bring back fat shaming? Tell them the truth. Stop sugarcoating stuff so they could go back and eat some more sugar. That's how you do it. One of my neighbors is a young black man wearing a bonnet. It's weird.
We do not care.
Hey, listen. Real quick. Did y'all see what was in New Orleans the past weekend? Did y'all see what happened in New Orleans? Off topic from fitness. I mean, it is what it is, bro. You know, that's just, hey. If you don't know, look it up. One of my homies called me fat and I changed my life. It wasn't even serious. I just never considered myself fat. Been down from 240 to 171. Shout out to...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
KG. That's normal in DC. That's what I'm saying. Like it's so far gone now. This is a fitness channel. Those black men with bonnet might be going to those sauna parties. It's crazy, bro. Announce their names on highway billboards if you want to fat shame them. I agree. Jessica say yes. What you saying yes to, Jessica? I saw a guy out at the corner store wearing a bonnet. I'm so over it. Oh, Lord, I just rewinded. She's talking about her bills and pH balance. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Let's say a prayer for these big backs. Lord, we ask that you help these big backs. We ask that you stop letting them come up with excuses. Help them come up with an excuse to go to the gym. Help them come up with an excuse to eat some fruit and vegetables. Help them stop buying junk food with the food stamps. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I saw that video, and we're living in a real-life Boondocks episode. Yep. Truth don't work, but embarrassment does. Absolutely. What happened in New Orleans? I'm not going to talk about it. It's related to wearing bonnets. But it's not bonnets. It's wearing something else. That's all I'm going to say. It's related to wearing bonnets, but it's not wearing bonnets. It's wearing something else. Same lane. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway. Mo said amen. Yeah, thank you, Mo. Can you give a little story time about the fattest people you've seen? It's going to have to be at the end, bro. We got a whole show to do, bro. Oh, you was agreeing with me? Oh, okay. All right. All right, man. Let's keep it going. We got, yeah, for real. All it takes somebody to call you out one good time and you'll get motivated. Absolutely. It's windy. I ain't mean to press that. Yeah, alphabet activity. Yep. Do-rags. Nope, not do-rags. Look it up. You'll see it. Anyway, we got some more excuses, and then we're going to get off the subject of black women. Actually, we got one more video about that. We just going to keep it going. We ain't going to spend too much time here.
To the conversation about black women's weight, and I think a lot of what we see with a black woman's weight physically is a manifestation of the weight that black women carry mentally, emotionally.
Black women. What I'm going to say is I'm not going to deny the fact that maybe black women have some struggles that other races of women don't have. I'm not a woman. I'm not a black woman. That's not the debate here. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is every human being, regardless of race and gender, has some type of struggle. Everybody has something they're dealing with that can potentially hold them back from the gym. Okay? You have to stop treating yourself like you're special and you get a pass. Big belly is a big belly no matter what the race or gender is.
Belly, belly.
And we're still human, even though we're black. So it's still toxins in your body. It still leads to these diseases. It is still what it is. The science still applies to you as a black woman.
Spiritually, financially, and it shows up in their outward physical appearance. Always putting others first, the family, the career, the husband, the children, and them focusing on their health being the last thing on their list because they're too tired or they just don't have time.
That's excuses.
Now, as a black woman who works out 5 days a week, I run several.
So you're a black woman who works out 5 days a week and you're making excuses for other black women not to work out.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
How do you develop the discipline to get up and work out 5 days a week, but you don't hold your counterparts accountable?
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
And that's that bullshit right there. I can't get with it.
Miles a day, a week. I do Pilates. I believe in working out. I absolutely believe that it's imperative that black women work out. And I'm not a professional, but that's just my tidbit on what we're seeing in terms of black women's weight. And this is a black woman stand account. So.
Yeah, listen, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all got to stop walking on eggshells with people. If you're involved in health and fitness, you need to be honest with folks. Fuck their feelings. Who cares how they feel? Who cares if they're going to cut you off? Who cares if they're going to act funny? Whatever. You can't live this life walking on eggshells. And you have a chance to affect your peers, your counterparts, family, and the people around you positively, and you won't do it because you don't want to hurt they bitch ass feelings. Specifically, black women want to do it because they don't want to be exiled from the sisterhood. Oh, you're not a black woman. Who cares? Who cares? You're at the end of the day, regardless of race, you're siding with ignorance. That makes you ignorant. So think about that. You so scared to walk on eggshells tempted to walk on eggshells and scared to tell the truth that you're willing to side with ignorance. And that goes for things outside of fitness as well. But we're not going to go there today. But we are going to hit the like button, and I'm going to keep killing y'all on this episode. The men painted the city red looking crazy. Yeah, that New Orleans shit is crazy, bro. And nothing against anybody, sexual orientation, whatever. That's crazy. Not something I would participate in. But if that's what you into, go ahead, do your thing. I'm not stopping you. I'm not telling you to stop. But do your thing. Black women are just lazy and are influenced by dusty, ebonic-speaking, low-IQ black dudes. And that's true. It's not all black women. You know, let's get that clear before they get on here and say, he was talking about all black women. We're not talking about all black women, but there are a sector of black women that this applies to. And there's ignorant black men too that are influenced by the same shit. Don't forget lack of accountability. Yep. What about the way black men carry, provide, protect, pay, be strong, competent, emotionless, all while fighting stereotypes about your intelligence and discipline? Shut the fuck up, respectfully. But you know what though?
Dom the Monko.
You know what though, man? Stop the cap. That's all facts. And we as men, we don't complain about it. We just keep it moving, bro. Like, you know, I love y'all ladies, but I'm telling y'all, if y'all spent the day in men's shoes, y'all would go right back to being a woman real quick. Just the shit men got to deal with, man. It's crazy out here. More excuses. We all have our crosses to bear. We still have to take care of ourselves so we can carry those crosses. Look at our ancestors. Big facts. And even if you don't work out that much, you can still control your diet. So that's all excuses. Man, please, y'all got time to buy wigs, keep them nails done, and stay in folks' business on social media. But you can carry your big ass down. You can't carry your big ass down to Planet Fitness and get on the Stairmaster. Fuck out of here. Big facts. Uncle T about to tell them feds to lock up all them big backs instead of them YNs. Uncle T not playing out here, man. Them hoes make time for what they want to make time for. Oh, brother. She wants to give her soft audience a soft cushion to cry on while she looks at herself. She's a hypocrite. Absolutely.
Dom DeMarco.
Frost, you're crazy. Hey, Chris, you still keep in contact with all your clients you no longer trained from years ago? Some of them. Not all of them, but it's a lot of them I still keep in contact with, and a lot of that's because of social media. Know a black woman who works at the bank, runs a small business, and still goes to the gym, so shut the fuck up with all them excuses. And ladies, we got a post about moms coming up soon, but you'd be surprised at what some of these women do on a daily basis and still keep their shit together. Late but here, let's cook. Joe Thomas, what up? At word, at Stop the Cap, man, hold it down. Don't complain. Women want a cookie every time they fix a box of rice aroni.
We do not care.
I got one more for y'all, ladies. Love y'all.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
All right, we got a video here. Accept that you are fat, and then we kind of going to take the podcast in another direction after that.
Push right now on TikTok specifically to get women back in shape. And I really like what I'm seeing, but it's women talking to women. And you would think that they would accept that more. No. I just want all the ladies. I respect you. All the ladies who you taking.
He made a great point. A lot of times women, especially with me, they'll say, you're a man. You can't talk about this. You're not a woman. You don't know what we go through. Okay, let's have women tell y'all the exact same thing, and it's still a problem.
Upon yourself to hold other women accountable physically. I just want to say you got a road ahead of you. It's probably not going to work. And the exact reason that there are so many overweight women is about to be shown. And it's simply that they don't want to be told that they need to lose weight. Which.
Yep.
Dom DeMarco.
All comes down to, and this applies to men too as well. You don't want to be told the truth. You don't want to be told the truth. So you're just going to stay fat. Instead of facing the truth, getting a little bit uncomfortable, making some changes, you just want to stay in the same spot. And actually, it's not staying in the same spot. It's getting faster. It's declining. And declining even more rapidly as you get older.
Which is literally the first step to losing weight. A motherfucker has to accept
facts.
That they are fat.
Facts.
That they are overweight, that they need to lose weight. If they can't get past that, they're never going to lose weight. And
in other words, if you call yourself juicy, call yourself thick, I used to play football, I used to wrestle, I used to do shot put, whatever the excuse is, if you stay there and you don't acknowledge that there's an issue, you're never going to change the issue.
Dom DeMarco.
Keep it off. So I commend y'all truly, but I'm just going to sit back and see what color the wall going to be.
Hey, shout out to John Cannon for the fire video. Big facts. All facts, man. Where we at? America, unfortunately, will never get fit, Remember that video I sent to you about that convict that tried to carjack that couple and he overpowered them? Yeah, yeah. It's looked down upon getting fit in America, especially in the black community. But it's an America thing. It's an American thing, you know, and it's not going to change. And the thing about the gym that I love is it is a journey. It's a fitness journey, but it's a journey of truth as well. Bars. And I think I talked about this probably like 2, 3, 4 episodes ago. But it's a journey of truth, right? If you can't lift that weight, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You can't juicy, thick. There's no buzzword that can make you think that you can lift the weight. You either can do it or you can't. And if you can't do it, guess what you got to do? Put the work in to lift the weight. You step on the scale, whether that's a smart scale, you're looking at your body fat, whether you're looking at your weight. That's what it says. That's what it is. You have to put in work to change it. You don't finish your mile in the time that you want to finish it. There's no buzzword. You either improve the mile or you don't. That's why I love the gym. And the same shit with weight loss. All right. You either going to put the work in to lose it or you're not. Stop masking it with genetics, Eurocentric features, racism. The diet don't work the same. Cut that shit out. Let's keep this episode going. You know I'm killing y'all today. I feel like if you told a group of fat dudes they need to lose weight, they would handle it better than women. They may not lose the weight, but they're not going to argue with you about it either. Absolutely. Wicked Scorpion's getting old. He's going to have to. Oh, my God. Here y'all go. All right. We're going to talk about fast food and the DMV, which is D.C., Maryland, Virginia, for y'all that don't know.
It's Burger King.
But this applies to other black areas, neighborhoods, counties, whatever. Cities. This applies to other areas as well, but this girl happens to be talking about the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Marty sound like Top G right now, LMAO. That truth. Hey, yo, that's a compliment. Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that, bro. The current mindset of overweight people is that they are comfortably uncomfortable. Painful joints, fatigue, and all, period. Absolutely. So she's going to talk about these restaurants and I'm going to just give my spin on it and let's check it out.
You really need another Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, or Slim Chickens in PG County. Why do they keep just multiplying these fast food places?
PG County is a predominantly black county in Maryland, right outside the Washington, D.C. area. They're putting fast food restaurants around. It's actually pretty insane. It's always a new complex, and one they keep putting up. If you in Maryland, Royal Farms gas station, they serve fried chicken too, kind of similar to Wawa, but it's fried chicken and biscuits. It's getting crazy.
And y'all put the same ones within 2 miles of each other.
Facts.
Stop. Oh my gosh, why don't we have a Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Sprouts, Moe's? And don't tell me we do.
The reason we don't have it, and this is going to hurt some feelings. Because if they put those restaurants in black neighborhoods, they will go out of business. The demand for fast food in black neighborhoods versus the demand.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And for healthy food in black neighborhoods, it's not even comparable. Okay. Go to, I'll put this video back up because we got to finish it. Go to a Chick-fil-A line in a black neighborhood after work, 5 p.m., 6 p.m. It's packed. Now go to a grocery store in that same neighborhood, up the street, maybe across the street, maybe next door, maybe same shopping complex. The fruit and veggie aisle is full. People are not cooking at home like that. And when they do cook at home, they cooking bullshit. I got you.
Bullshit?
They cooking bullshit. So these restaurants, they have it down to a science and what areas they want to put their franchises in or put their locations in. They know the formula. They know what's going to work. And they go to a neighborhood like this, they're not going to profit. They're probably going to have to deal with some BS. They're probably going to have to deal with, never mind, I'm not going to go that route. they're gonna call me a coon.
Look at my African American.
I'm not gonna go that route. But like I said, they have it down to a science. A little bit off topic, but I just was doing some research on it. The gym called Equinox. It's a high end gym, and they don't go to certain cities. They don't put their gym in certain cities because of certain locations, what it's in proximity to, and certain things. You would think that if this is a quote-unquote financial capital, if this is somewhere where they have sports teams, they're bringing money in, Equinox is so high-end and conservative, they won't put their gym there. They have their reasons for it. Same with salad spots. Same with Whole Foods. Same with all this other shit. So it's just the truth, man. It's a harsh truth, but it's real.
Those are all in College Park, right by UMD. That does not count. We are
AKA where the white people are.
One of the wealthiest black counties in the nation. I know Charles County recently passed us, but for a while it was us. We were number one, PG County. They don't want to put nothing here, but they put it all in Anne Arundel County next to us.
Well, shout out to her for the video because she is telling the truth. But just think, if I'm a salad spot, if I'm a Whole Foods, and am I going to put my restaurant or my store in a neighborhood where the obesity rate is 50% plus, right? If we're known as a better store, if we're known to have organic foods, and we know people aren't investing in their health here, people aren't investing in themselves here, why am I going to go there? I'm probably not going to turn a profit. So it only makes sense that they don't go there. So harsh reality, but the truth is the truth, and it is what it is, and I'm gonna tell the truth, and I gotta go. Hey man, Royal Farms chicken is like Publix for the folks in the South. Yep, it's like Publix, exactly. PG County love those fast food places. Yes, they do.
It's Wendy's.
What is a Wawa? Wawa is like a gas station. Wawa's a gas station, like. I don't even know what's that one gas station? Is it? No, it's not that. I can't remember. But it's anyway. Wawa's a gas station. You get food there. You order it on the monitor. You could get sandwiches. You could get chicken fingers. You could get all types of shit. Breakfast food. They don't really have to do nothing but big back busted food spots all over the place. We don't have any semi healthy spots, and it ain't changing no time soon. We got to take ourselves to the grocery store, get them fruits, vegetables, lean protein from the grocery store. And if you don't like it, you got to get out of the black neighborhood. Sorry. Listen. I'm just being honest. Call me a coon. I really don't care. But if you want those restaurants around you or those stores around you, you got to leave a black neighborhood. Now, you could sit here and say, oh, it's not fair. It's racism. There's truth to that. I'm not denying that at all, but it's probably not changing. And the big back is big business, right? And we're probably, as a black community, this is the truth, we're probably going to stay obese. The obesity rate is probably going to increase. It's probably not going down. No matter how much C. Marty figured on the podcast, no matter how much these trainers make content in the black community, Ebony Fit, it don't matter. It's probably going to stay the same. And these restaurants ain't coming here. See Marty B at Royal Farms ordering that fried chicken.
Nope.
I have ordered it before. I'm not going to sit here and say I never had it before. I've definitely had it before. Waldorf just got a Sprouts. Wawa must be an East Coast thing. We don't have that in Illinois. Yeah, I'm sure y'all got something similar, though. Basically, ninjas don't eat vegetables on purpose anyway. Ninjas. They put fast food places right where people riot over free wigs. Could be a connection. Yeah, man. Did you see that shit in Houston when they was wrestling and over free wigs a couple weeks ago? Crazy. I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Sound like crispy, crunchy chicken. I think I heard of that before. A gas station that has food. They didn't clone Tyrone at Sprouts. Hey, yo. Restaurants, money, big backs will spend. The demand largely comes from baby mamas who would rather feed themselves and their kids with fast food than cook, hence the weight on their back or whatever Shorty was talking about.
Big back activity.
That's the weight on their shoulder she was talking about. Equinox wanted to say ninjas, but didn't want to get canceled, unk. Yep. Exactly. And they make food super cheap, so the big backs can buy 10 of everything. Bruh, go to, I think it's Royal Farms gas station. If you, was that where I saw it? Yeah, but look at some of them deals and how cheap they are for a 10-piece box of chicken. Can't be quality food. There's no way that's quality food and it's that cheap. In 2025, that's where I go to for Sweet Greens College Park. Yep, you gotta drive out if you want that. I remember when Sonic opened up in Waldorf. Seth, Uncle T texted my phone, told me to tell you to chill. Uh-oh, Uncle T.
Look at my African-American over here.
She better move out MoCo or VA. I'm telling you. Those same people complain how they cut off sugary snacks off EBT, but not going to complain about a new chicken shack with bulletproof glass counters in there.
Let him cook.
Bruh, the chicken shack be having glass counters. The gas station be having glass counters. Some 7-Elevens have glass counters. What Sweet Green is coming to that rest? What Sweet Green is coming to that location? They're not coming, buddy. I don't really see too many Sonics. Wawa Sheetz. That's what it is. Sheetz. Sheetz is crazy. That's a big back ass gas station. Wawa Sheetz, Royal Farms, Racetrack. Yep, Racetrack. Another one. Quick Trip. That's another one. I've been to all them. I went to hella schools, been on hella road trips. I've been to all them joints. Same type of spots, gas, and food, yep. Move out the hood or be willing to make that drive if you want better options. It's cool. But if you move out the hood, they going to call you a coon.
Look at my African-American over here.
Wawa is equivalent to Quick Trip and Super A, yep. If I was selling food, I'm selling garbage. That's where the money at. Bruh, what'd I say? I told y'all a couple weeks ago, when I get this fitness thing going, I might be a silent investor in some big back companies.
Big back activity.
I'm one of kids in the family. I got to take care of them. I'm going where the money at. Call me a coon if you want to.
Look at my African-American over here.
Not going to hold you. I used to love Crispy in Miami. Oh, brother. Is Crispy Steph?
Ooh, that's Crispy.
Is Crispy Steph?
Ooh, that's Crispy.
Raw or fried chicken. Any place that has bulletproof glass is terrible place. F that. Exactly. Any place that has chain fences, terrible place. Rutter's another big bag gas joint. Carter, where's that at? Rutter's. That's the one. I haven't heard of that. I'm waiting for the big bag eatery to be available on stocks.
Facts.
They put it all on. They put oil on there.
Put it in the oil.
Steph used to punish that Publix chicken in Miami.
Put it in the oil.
With the 1942 Don Julio. Anyway, let's keep it going, man. We got a couple more videos. Oh, we got this video about moms in the gym. Damn, we talking about the ladies a lot today, but this is a positive video.
I noticed some of the most fit and hardworking women in the gym are the women with kids. Like, big the facts. Moms be on a whole snatchback mission. After they drop them kids, they be like, all right, time to get to work. They ain't trying to have a mom bod. They trying to redefine what a mom bod is.
Facts.
And I love it. I love that. They even sometimes go to gyms that got the kid care. They put them kids right in that kid care. They got 90 minutes. They go in there and they ain't in there to fuck around.
Hey, listen.
They sometimes even outwork the woman.
My mom used to drop my big head ass off in that kids club. I used to be right in there finding stuff to do while she get her workout on.
That don't got kids. They really be in there like putting in that work. They ain't there to fuck around. So if you a mom and you in the gym, keep that shit up. You doing a good job. Keep setting them goals and setting them standards. Letting the moms know, hey, we getting in here, we putting in this work.
Yep.
So the next time that you in the gym and you see your fellow gym mama in there working out, give her a dap and tell her you're doing a good job.
Big fact, man. I probably react to that joint because they say I don't talk highly about women. But yeah, a lot of these women out here making excuses, and there are moms, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, still keeping it together with the job, with the business. And you know, when I feel discouraged, and whether that's fitness, whether it's business, I always look at people who were in my circumstance and, you know, found a way to be successful, right? So I might look at a former athlete who's successful in business now. I might look at somebody who's successful in business who prioritized their health and fitness, right? It's always somebody who did something that you want to do. So pay attention to them moms and stop paying attention to women who big back moms.
Big back activity.
Making big back excuses.
Big back activity.
And let's keep this episode going. Yes, Steph, I might have to put y'all out. Reuters is more like a big back truck stop. They're putting the oil going to get me every time. Put it in the oil.
Put it in the oil.
That's true. The mom's going to be going the hardest sometimes. Yep. Oh, stepdaddy ass Bama. Brother, you got to go. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, bro. You got to see you. See you later. LOL, the bops be in the gym heavy. It's competitive as fuck out here. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, you're wild, bro. Shout out to the real moms, not making excuses. Big facts. I appreciate the message. Big facts. Hey, let's keep it going, man. We have, we're going to get on these trainers now, man. Men and women. Booty is not a credential. And we don't care what your degree is in. If you, never mind. Let's watch the video. But the first part of it is basically saying, ladies, your butt is not your credentials to be a trainer. Let's see what it is. Hey, and make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man. We working hard over here.
And these are my credentials.
These are not credentials, but this is what social media has become. These are the experts now. Who's got the fattest booty? Who's got ripped abs? Who's the most entertaining? Who has the most followers? Not the real coaches. So what should you be looking for as far as people to trust on the internet? And there's not very many of them, to be honest. But it's who have they worked with? I have a master's degree in biomechanics. I'll be the first one to tell you that I don't think degrees are really that important.
Oh, what did he say?
I'm a PhD.
He said the degree don't matter. Finally, we have a trainer who's saying the degree doesn't matter. He's going to tell you what matters.
I know people with PhDs who are some of the most ineffective coaches I've ever met in my life.
Oh, people with what?
I'm a PhD.
There's some PhD that are straight idiots when it comes to this fitness stuff.
I'm a PhD.
I'm glad someone's saying it.
And I know people who barely graduate high school, some of the best coaches I've ever met. Yep. Who have they worked with? Have they gotten results from a wide variety of people? It's easy to get results on yourself when you're the only test subject.
Yep.
But can you get results with all different kinds of people?
And a lot of people haven't gotten results on themselves, and they haven't gotten results on other people. So those of you that are watching this, maybe if you're going to choose a trainer or something, don't just get the one with all the fancy degree names. Look at the results. Look at their body. Look at how their clients talk about them. Look at where their clients started, where their clients are now. There's a whole bunch of things you have to look at. Are they professional? Do they know what they're talking about? Are they energetic? I need to do a whole video on what to look for in a trainer. Because just a degree means absolutely nothing.
I'm a PhD.
Just because they could put some words together and sound fancy means absolutely nothing.
I'm a PhD.
With all different varying body types, all different mindset differences, that's the real coaches. A good coach can get results. A great coach will get results when the results stop coming.
Straight fire. Straight fire post, man. Straight fire. I mean, we got a lot of bullshit out here, especially... I got to talk about this. especially with these online coaches. Be careful with online coach. I coach online too, but just really be careful. Do your research. And I mean, you could say, just off of the strength that I'm consistently posting content, I have transformations you can see on my page. It's a lot of things you need to look at. And I barely talk about my business. And people think that's weird, right? But when you put out, I'm giving out game right here. When you put out so much value, it attracts people to you that they want to work with you. They're going to want to do something. So people are like, you need to post this, you need to post that. Yes, I'm going to post my business, but I'm not just going to talk about it, try to get a buck, try to make money, then that's when people start calling you a scammer and a grifter. Now your reputation's in the dirt. Like Wes Watson, Andy Elliott, and all them bald-haired white guys. The list continues. But, yeah, just be careful when choosing a trainer, man. A lot of people get scammed out here by trainers. A lot of people don't trust the industry. And, you know, people come at me about, you know, my physique, how I look. Somebody just called me chicken legs today. Don't give a fuck. I'm just using this as an example. But, you know, a lot of people on steroids, on testosterone replacement, even the women, on gear and all this other shit. So just make sure, you know, I think you should get a, if you're a woman, you should get a woman that you want to emulate as a trainer, or you should get a man who has the, basically the male version of the body that you want. If you want to be lean and strong, that a male can train you to get there, right? And vice versa. You can have a woman train you, fellas. Don't get it twisted. But it's just so much that goes into it. Don't fall for the bullshit. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Excuse me. It's a credential, just not for fitness. Yep. He a PhD. Yeah, he's a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
Okay. As is your credentials, huh? Sound like a resume from a prostitute. What a joke. A lot of these women, they posing as trainers. You go to their page, they got the OnlyFans link in the bio. So, I mean, just, come on, man. Some folks smart themselves into stupid. Yep.
I'm a PhD.
And, you know, shout out Marie Jean, who was on here the other day. You know, this is not, I'm not talking about you. But you could be getting your degree. You could be all this. You could be dumb as a rock in real life. You could be smart in the classroom, dumb as a rock in real life. Real talk. He told no lies, results, all that matters. The Anavar Barbies are out of control. Yep. And I mean, I've seen women 5'3", you know, nice bodies, lean, and they're on Anavar. They're on Anavar at 120, 130 pounds. So you got to be careful. Voice be deep as fuck. Yep. Them bad trainers be keeping the clients they got and blaming everything on them. Clients be the same size for 5 years. Yeah, they just won't eat right. No, Ninja, you're a bad trainer. Anyway, man, one more video before we get out of here. Let's make this clear before I show the video. We got another comment. Runa, I know you don't talk about your business every post, but your Nutra ads were helpful. I was looking for a meal plan, and I love the meals. Well, appreciate that, Runa. Appreciate that, Runa. I got to get back to doing that. I got to get back to doing that, man. I've been pressed for time. I'm not making excuses, but I just got to cut the time out to do it. You'll be surprised how many women on drugs at the gym, especially with fake boobs. That too. Need to stop with the drugs before they end up dead. Yep. All right, one more video before we get out of here. All right, let's make this clear. I love bodybuilders. I got a lot of love for y'all. We about to talk about y'all. But this does not apply to all of y'all. If it don't apply, let it fly. I respect the craft, okay? I might cook y'all a little bit, throw some jokes out. But we got to talk about this shit.
Let him cook.
People in the gym are so accustomed to bodybuilding life, right? They don't understand that you can be an athlete. They don't understand that you can be in the gym strong as an ox, not trying to get on stage, right? So let's just check out my homie Mac talking about it. You know me, I'm gonna give my take on it.
The gym bros and bodybuilders are gonna be uptight about this, but we gotta keep it 100 here, man. Y'all are not athletes, bro. If there's no performance-based competition, yep, then yep, you're not an athlete.
Hence, when I'm doing a 100-pound dumbbell press, I'm doing it from an athlete's perspective, not a bodybuilding perspective.
That's just point blank, period. Y'all don't have any athleticism. Can y'all even move?
I seen a bodybuilder doing frog jumps the other day, broad jumps, whatever you want to call them. They were probably the worst I've ever seen in my life. Stiff as hell.
Nope.
This is not a shot at bodybuilders, but this is what I'm saying. People work on different things in the gym. And a lot of bodybuilders try to come at people because they don't glorify that lifestyle. And you know what I say?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Listen, I want to be able to step on a basketball court. I want to dunk. I want to look like an athlete. I want people to be like, hey, did you play basketball, football? Did you run track? I wanted to be mysterious. That's what I want to look like. Everybody does not want to look like y'all.
The way y'all train isn't even athletic. We respect your craft. We Facts. You know, respect the work that's put into becoming a bodybuilder. It's not an easy thing. It really, you have to be very disciplined to be a bodybuilder. I need you guys to understand what an athlete really means. Facts. Bodybuilders don't have one athletic bone in their body. Can't jump to save their life. Can't do any type of high intense training without gassing out.
Yep. Facts.
You're not doing anything spectacular. You're just working out and eating chicken and rice every day. And taking taking HGH.
Big facts, man. Shout out to him. Might get him on the podcast. But yeah, man, it's crazy because like back in the day, in my beginner days, I had a girl who wanted to train with me who was a bodybuilder. And she wanted to do like some athletic workouts to switch it up. And just because she got tired of the treadmill, she wanted to do some like athletic shit. And the girl could not continue the workout. Of course, I'm not going to tell y'all who it was. She had to stop like maybe 10 minutes into the workout because her heart was beating too fast because of the steroid she was on. She didn't tell me which one. Maybe y'all know. Maybe y'all know which steroid she was on. But whatever steroid she was on, it caused her to like have uncomfortable heartbeat and she had to stop the workout. But to me, that's not worth it. I told y'all the other day, one of the homies, he was like, yo, I still want to do bodybuilding. He was like, but I got to take steroids. He was like, I'm never doing another show natural again. I can't compete natural, right? So knowing that this is in the industry, and y'all have the nerve to talk about people who don't want to partake in that, it's absolutely idiotic. It's idiotic. It makes no sense. And you know you cheating the game. You know you're not natural. And you know if you did it natural, it would take years to get your body like that. So, hey, it is what it is, man. Don't let bodybuilders make you feel bad. Don't let anybody make you feel bad, you know. Do what works for you, man. I feel good when I'm lean and athletic. I feel good putting the shirt on and I don't see no gut. I don't want to have an off season. I want to look good all year. I don't want to shred down to 6% body fat. And then you got libido and ED issues. Real talk, bro. Real talk. Don't ask how I know. I would never do another bodybuilding diet. I just gave y'all a hint. I'm not doing that again, bro. I'm cool. I tried that shit once. I'm good. Give me regular meal preps with occasional cheat meals, right? And a lifestyle in the gym. I'm good. And if you want to do bodybuilding, that's absolutely fine. Go kill that shit. You got my support. I'm going to support you. My man Kobe that do the show, Rise and Rise, he do bodybuilding. He does bodybuilding. Toon has done bodybuilding. They got my support 100%. But don't come over here talking crazy about me not wanting to do it. Shit makes no sense, man. Anyway, man, fire ass episode. Oh, my bad. Anyway, fire ass episode today, man. Let's get these last comments. We're going to get out of here, man. Read that. Need to stop the drugs before they end up dead. Yep. Unc, you ever date or married a single mother? Yes, I have. Stop with the surgeries. Picking up weight is one thing. Moving that weight in multiple planes is another. Yep. All facts. Bodybuilding is about big muscles and very low body fat. Exactly. Does she have a deep voice? If not, it is anorex. Is that one? I never heard of that one. Think the only division that has athletic workouts is women's fitness. Okay. People who don't work out and who take roids are dying at younger ages than people who don't even work out. It's crazy. Crazy. Plus, I think roids make someone too stupid even more so. Roid rage is real, for sure. She must be on trend. Sounds like trend. I love the sport, but it's extremely dangerous. Mo with the hunnets. Wicked Scorpion is doing the juicing like Bane from Batman. See natural though, and he plant-based on top of it. Yep. Steroids don't make sense unless you get millions from baseball, MMA, boxing, or football. Yep. Big facts, man. And like I said, fire episode, man. Go ahead, follow my social media down there. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share it with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Cop some gear, lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com. The gear is also attached to my YouTube videos, man. Please support the brand. We got to keep it going. Nutri-Meal Preps in the description right there. Get your first order 50% off. See Marty Fit 50 discount code right there. And real quick, I won't be live Friday. I'm going out of town, visiting family this weekend. So I won't be live Friday. So what I'm going to try to do is do a live tomorrow. No promises, but I should be able to do a live tomorrow night around the same time, 8:45-ish. So live tomorrow. And then I should be able to do a live Sunday. I'll probably be with the fam, but I'm going to try to step off for an hour, maybe even 30 minutes because I'm with family. So I'm going to try to get a 30-minute show on Sunday, but this weekend will be different. So don't be coming on here tomorrow. See, Marty ain't go live Friday. I'm telling y'all right now. I'm going to remind y'all on social media too, but I'm going to try, like I said, I'm going to try to go live tomorrow. And I'm still going to be having, posts, on social media, YouTube, all that shit throughout the day, man. Anything else before we get out of here? I think that's it. Yeah, man, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Hopefully see y'all tomorrow night. And I'll update y'all throughout the weekend. But, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. And I'll catch y'all. Marty, if you got needles and potato wedges behind the camera, don't watch the podcast. Get out of here. I'm still going to sum on Sunday. Still going to sum on Sunday. I don't know what you meant there, but, hey. Catch y'all next episode. Like I said, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.